סימן שין וב סעיף זיין. מותר למדוד בשבס מדידה של מצווה. You allow to measure in Shabbos a measurement for a mitzvah, shel mitzvah, dehainu. It's mevur in this seif that is a issur to measure stam in Shabbos for no reason. Or for a reason, but not for a mitzvah. But a measurement for a mitzvah you're allowed to. Kigoin, limdoid to measure yesh ba mikveh arboim seo. ולימדויד אזויר מישהו חוילה ולילחש אולוב כמו שנוהג עם אנושי מוטו was a kind of medicine, kind of לחש that he put a kind of אזויר and they measured it three times and this was a רפואה. Why? They have a מדידה של מצווה. רפואה is also considered a מצווה. משנבור הסיף קודם למדלת. מדידה של מצווה ואף על גב דלי אבי אף על גב דלי הותר שבוס אפילו במוקם מצווה. Even Mokim Mitzvah, you're not allowed to be over a Yisr de Rabbanon. So why are you allowed to measure? Kmo shikasavnu leher b'siv kodem chofches. Shaini medida de leyavi Yisr kol kach. It's not a real Yisr. Ela mishum deyavi ki uvda dechoyl. De leoch yishore b'mokim Mitzvah. It's like uvda dechoyl, b'meile etz mutor b'mokim Mitzvah. Ki goin limdoit. V'u adin de mutor limdoit chol shiyesh b'koyse l'masik. It's a mess in one room. Koyanim in the other room. And there's a wall in between. And you want to measure if the tumor goes through. אם יש בסך טבח לא ביעתו מהחדר שהמס בו אל החדר הסום מוכלי. ואף אגב שיכולים הקריאנים להוציא סימנו, they don't have to stay. So what have you matter the Yisr ברבונו? מכל מוקם קייבן שמועד את שיעורתו למחזיק עובדה דחוי. But for sure, only four קריאנים. Stand to be מועד את שיעורי של תוירו, it doesn't say that you allow to. והוא עדין עמוד הלבדו כדי לשאר שיעור שישים לבט על איזה Yisr. They came to do לאסלאם את הדבר הרואה, לא יאבי כי עובדים דחוי. We have to know what is the case here. He's measuring. He wants to know if it's already shishim, if it's already batel, or he wants to be mevatel, or he wants to learn what is the shir of bitul shishim. We'll see in the hemshach what was exactly this case. Shel mitzvah de medida refuah, refuah saguf mitzvah, ugzeir hashchekes mamonim leshayach bezelo berefuah sheyesh b'mamish, and mashke oichel. Here it's only a lachash. So then you're allowed to. This is the seif. In this aloche, I want to go through a lot of different pratim in this aloche. Chazal u'oyser, I'll read maybe from the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosa. Osu chazal limdein v'lishkel b'shabbos, you're not allowed to measure and weigh, afilu b'kli she'enu miyuchel limdein boy, even if it's not made specific for measuring. It's also. But for sure, only if he's mechaven for something, stam measuring, playing is garnished. If he's doing it for selling, for buying, or even without that, he wants to prepare food. He wants to know how much cake for baking in Yontif. Now, the Shmir Shabbos brings down from Shlomo Zalman HaAloche. This is the way it was printed in Shmir Shabbos in the old editions. Mutar lisper samirtzofe shebedira. Some people, they count the tiles, and like this, they know the size of the room. They know later how much furniture to buy, how much different things. You're allowed to. It's not called a medida. It's not called a isu medida. Later in Chelek Gimel, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that he's not so sure about it. That you're allowed to. You're not allowed to. Now, you're allowed to make that in a kli that is made from medida if you don't do it exact. If you do a round, but in weighing, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to measure your height, weight. How much you weigh, even if it's mechanic, not electric. But mutar limdoid velishka letzarech mitzvah. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa says mutar limdoid velishka letzarech mitzvah. And locheini paskins mutar limdoid gavia. You're allowed to measure a becher im amno marzik ishur adorosh lekiddush v'leavdale. Mutar lishka leskamus amatzo shalulecho lematzis v'lelaseida. You're allowed to measure tchum Shabbos. And the same thing you're allowed to do in Letzer Yechoyle. You're allowed to measure how much he needs to eat and Yom Kippur. The doctor says how much you're allowed to measure his temperature, like we'll see in a second. All these things you're allowed to. If you prepare food for a kid, you're also allowed to. Because Letzer Yechot Nesak Choyle Shem Besakone. Just if you don't need to, so don't do it. If you could do a round, you don't have to do exact. Same thing in Yom Tov. if you have to, because if not, it will change the taste, you're allowed to measure exactly. But if not, so don't. This is the halachas. These are the halachas that Shmir Shabbat Kilchosa brings. And I want maybe a little bit to be mefarad these halachas. Again, it's a small little seif, and there's a lot of halachas come out of the seif. We'll try, b'ktzira samorim, to mesakim the halachas of this seif. We'll start like this. The Shmir Shabbat says, mutar limded velishka letzerich mitzvah. Kafachayim brings down a shita, medida was mutar, mishka lezosu. He brings a raya from Shulchan Aruch, Yilchus Yontef, Tov Kuf, seif beis. You have to look there in the Taz if it's Muchach. He wants to say only Medida is Mutar Letzerich Mitzvah, not Mishkol. One child. But Mele, he says, to shekel the masses before Pesach, not a Lila Seder. I want to mention here in Nekuda. They pasken that it's Mutar Letzerich Mitzvah, it's Mutar. This is what they pasken, Letzerich Mitzvah is Mutar. What to be, why is no Chiyuv? You write that it's Mutar, but you could do it before. So don't do it now. Why? I see the Mishmogen Avram and Simon Tov Kufov says in the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Moedim Kemach Beyontev Kedei Lelogush Elo Yikach Boim Ed Adas. Shmur Shabbos also passes it. Shulchan Aruch. Zog the Mogen Avram, Zohoy Yochel Limded Me'et Mol, Gam Lav Tzerich Gdei Ru. Elo Yipogem, it's not so needed. Aber Hoy Yochel Limded Me'et Mol. But it's Tzerich Yontev. Deo Matir Bishul Tzerich Yontev. And Tov Kuf Dalet, Seif Dalet, Mutar Limde Tavlin, Litten Begdeiro. V'yeshoim Rim Davke Lenachtim Shori. We pass not like that. Why? Why not? Everything Letzerich Yontev is Mutar. It's also Tzerich Mitzvah. But if Efshar Lemocha, we don't. The same thing we found that it says in the Halacha that if you don't have to do it, Meduyak, if it's not Pregim, you are not Matir. Why? Because you could do it in a different way. Maybe dear, it's not even a tzairich. So here are my question is, if you could weigh before Shabbos, before Yontav the Matzah, maybe you mechuyev. You could measure the becher before, maybe you mechuyev. I didn't see no one mentions it. Any idea? Any idea? I'm just asking a shayla. Now, as a sefer Kilan Torah, he wants to say that Mishkol is also like the Kafachai. Second of all, he tainas, that we're not rushing to be matir everything. That he brings down that a young man, I'll read his lashon, they made a special cup that have different measurements. Avrich ben Teiro hiski lasis keschuchis, that has all different measurements. And I told him that he has to do it erev yontif. V'tomale is medida shel mitzvah. V'muto, v'mardi levarik tzat, if he's right or not. Why? First, we say, I have the svar, if you could, Erev Yontef. But he wants to say another reason to answer. The Mishulchan Aruch brings down, and Simen Shin Ches, that you have like this, not a watch, but like a sand watch, they call it, that you have a half an hour. You're allowed to move it or not. And the Mishulchan Aruch says there, it's Mukse. And the Mogen Avrom there brings down, Siv God Nayin Ches, that it's you're not allowed. It's mukta. Ah, it's not the Mishne Brure. The Aval Gav, she medida sazmano yasel. We imtei ma'av medida shel mitzvah sheloimed al yedei ze. He wants to know how much to learn. Shaini yochel bayos medida atzmo in mitzvah. The mikveh, the matzah. I did only his made the time to feed that he knows how to learn. Mishne sheloimed al yodo imken yitle limude beisu. So he wants to say, you're allowed to measure the wine, the matzah, the mikveh, but to use the cup, to measure water, to put it in the kais, to measure if the kais is a shir aviz, it's a measure to a measurement. That is also. To measure the kais, yeah. To measure the wine, yeah. The matzah, yeah. But to measure the kais, you need how much is aviz, yeah. But to measure the kais, it's a medida le medida that he wants to answer. I don't know an answer. I don't know a clear answer. But I have maybe a little limud schus. Shabbat here brings down that even though the Kohanim could leave the room, it was a medida shel mitzvah. So it could be like this. And the showing there, the timer is not a medida de mitzvah. And it's not mamish, then it's also. But by us, Matzah, Yayin, he's made the revis that it's a shiur shul mitzvah. So Avad, it has to be a toyales. If it's no toyales, bichlal. But even if the kohanim could go out, we are matter it. So it could be the answer what I asked. You could do it before Yontif. You're right. What Mogen Avraham says you could do before is the measurement for the challah, for the flour for baking. Of a medida shel mitzvah, that the medida atzma is not so much uvda dechoyel. And it's a tzarech, you're for sure allowed to do it like a tchila and Yontif. Be allowed to do it like a tchila and Yontif. Maybe you'll be allowed to use this keli. Any idea? There's another only you have to know what he says here, that the Moide de Shishim, it's a bit interesting, because in Simen, Shin Chof Gimus Yivkot Lamed Zayin, it's Mashma Leifech, that it's a Tikkun Mone. Maybe here he's not measuring it to be Mevatel, just to know if it was already Mevutel, or maybe it's a Limut, for a Limut you're allowed to. There's another question the Poskim Adan, they have today the water. So it's a monet, a watch, to know how much water you're using. So when you use water in Shabbos, you're over an isu medida. So in the Sefer of Shabbos, it brings down, ha-pesach es berez ha-mayim b'Shabbos, en tzorich lochu shel lekach, she-shoin ha-mayim istov ve-ha-mayim nimdodim. He doesn't have to be choshesh that through opening the water, the monet, the watch, moves. In the bottom he brings down, it's only said uvda dechoil, it's not shaykh benidah dedan shepetichas haberes, she'ein dasa odom nesuna la medida, ve'oid, it's not secretion will happen, sometimes it's not mashpia, it's grome, sometimes it's tzarech Shabbos, tzarech mitzvah, maybe you're allowed to. Now, you have another kind, this is mechanic. You have the ones that electricity, electronic. Dir lechua had to be more also. Because you're moving the numbers. And he brings out Chove, I don't want to go into it in Armis Geres, to Melamed Tzchus, that you're allowed to use them, even the ones that have electricity movement. But I want to say that it's clearly, it's only in a case that it's not Miyad, every time when you open the numbers change. If it's made in a way that Mamish, Miyad when you open, every time the numbers change Miyad, I don't know if it's a Heter to open it in Shabbos. This is the first Chelik of this Halacha. Also stated here that medida shel refuah is mutar. So the poskim bring down, b'meile is mutar. It's mutar to measure temperature in Shabbos. Lo mi boi to choyle kol gufo, even to stama choyle. What is the raya even to stama choyle? The raya that even for stama choyle you're allowed to, because the mishabur asked the kasha, how you're allowed to do this ezoir, is a shchika samemani, me'isu de rabbanon from refuah. And he answered, it's not a refuah mamish, it's no iso shrikas on the money. So we see that we're talking a choyle she'ein boi mamish, not mamish a choyle. And even so, you're allowed to measure. So you're allowed to measure the temperature. Now for sure, again, when you use a thermometer, you have to know. The electricity ones, the digital ones, you're not allowed to. But the ones that we have, that you shake it and the number goes up, like kaspit, they call it, you're allowed to, even shake it down, and it's not called metaken money, even that you're fixing it by taking down the temperature, that like this you can measure again. And Shuvah Zvanogas, he wants to be machmir in it. He wants to say because the kaspid that is inside melts and goes up, he wants to ask for only welcome tzerech godel. Most poiskim lemaisa are matir to use it. Most poiskim are matir. I saw they bring down B'Shem B'Shem Zalman another reason. He says measuring temperature is bichlal not uvdin dechoil. You just measure now his temperature. In 3 hours, it's not like we'll know how much it is. We want to know now how much temperature he has. It's not a double kavua. This is what B'Shem Zalman Eirbach brings down, as they bring down the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, and he wants to be matir for people that have to know if they're roi. For pregnancy, they have to know the temperature of the body, even though it's not welcome choili, you're allowed to. Could be, but out that you're also allowed to do, could be it's like a dvar mitzvah, pruver vu. Could be it's like a pruver vu and you'll be allowed to, it's called a medida shel mitzvah. Shem Zalman wants to be matir also for this reason. There's one mishaila that I want to bring up. They have, when you go into the Kaisal HaMa'arovi, metal detectors. Normally during the week, it works with electricity, it buzzes. That lechura is also in Shabbos. So they made special ones. They have a Hechsher, mechanic ones. The way it works is different kind of magnets. And it's a kind of measurement that shows how much metal passes under it, because the magnets have less power when the different metals inside. So Rav Meir told me, the Shmir Shabbos told me that it's mutter. I think he also was Messiah in the Hechsher. So Rabbi Tzalel Rakov, the Rav and Gates, had asked me, what is the Hechsher? Medina B'Shabbos. Could be it's a Dvar Mitzvah, if you're going to the Kaisel. It's in a Miskaven, it's Misasek, as it's not Mamish. Doesn't measure exactly the metal. It's such a swara from Baruch Hashem David Pollack, a good swara. Maybe it's not a direct measurement. I'm not so sure, because this that amount of measurement, this goof is what they want to measure. But we could be Mitzarev also the swara of Shlomo Zalman. That's not a uvda dechoyer. He just wants to know when he passes if he has a lot of metal. He's not measuring him, deciding on him. He just wants to stop the people that have the metal. So the mele is another tzad, another sniff to be matir. Seif ches. Hiru ba'asok of muto. Umikol moko mishum oynek shabes mitzvah shele yachshav bohem klal. So the halacha is hiru ba'asok of muto mishnebura sivkon lamedzayin dichsiv v'daber dovor dibur osur hiru muto mitzvah shele yachshav kol shekin im yesh lo hiru matir asalev v'daiga deizor b'ze v'yiru ba'inov kedei isu mechilte parashas Yisroel shishisyom mitar v'sikom melachtecho chi efshar lo'odom la'asis kom melachto b'shav shisyomim elo shvois ki'ilu melachtecho asuri. So this is the halacha. Sheitzor v'yogim ba'anocha b'yemin chuseinu oinek Shabbos. Shli kol melachtecho asuyo. Shetiye kol melachtecho asuyo. This is the halacha. Hirurim mutorim. So me'iker adin it's muter, aber yachshuv she'akol lo asuy. The two finishes. Melachtecho asuyo ve'ein lecho oinek gadol mizeh. Ve'ein lecho oinek gadol mizeh. We mentioned already in the beginning of the siman that the Mishnah Berurah learned that you're allowed to go around and look what you need to fix in your property. If it doesn't look, it looks like you're material, even if you have in mind to check what to put later, how to add a porch. If it's not nikar, you're allowed to. It's bichlal hiru. For sure, melach to chasuya. Oynik Shabbos, not to think about it. The Mishnah Alochim wants to say that lefidem, if you already finished the Sarkov and he's only nene for what happened, for what passed, then you're allowed to. But for sure, l'chur, if he's me'arer, to think if he did the right things or not, so that, then I'm not so sure. V'irurim mutorim, melachtecho asuyo, that's the halacha. The chayodom learned that to be me'arer, what to fix, is also awesome. It's m'mtzoy cheftecho. M'mtzoy cheftecho. The hayla, if you me'arer, stam, what you need to do, you're allowed to. But to be meharir and to go to check to see, here I will do this and here I will do that, this is mitzvah cheftecho. Hirurim mutorim is hiru alein, stam hiru, stam machshoves. But to go to see where you could fix the porch, how you could do it, this is mitzvah cheftecho. Again, the Mishnah Berurah learns if it's not niker, it's no isur of hiru and it's muta. But the reason, like atchilo, you have not allowed to, you have to dig melachtecho asuyo, and the Loshon HaTur is, eilecho oinek Shabbos gadol mizeh. I want to mention what the Gemara in Shabbos brings down in Kuf Mem. Tanu Rabbonon Maise Bechosid Echot Shenifretz Oloi Peretz Betech Sodeyu Hol Nes Gei V'nim Lach Oloi Legodro V'nizkor She Shabbosi V'nim Na Oise Chosid V'legodro And he didn't put a gate V'nas Oloi Nes V'also V'itzlaf V'men Oise Parnesos V'pozan She Beisoi. And he had a parnosa for the whole year. What exactly was the case is different pshotim, but the Taz and Shin Zayin, you've got in Yudal in the second pshat, is a shtickel mashma, especially the Yerushalmi that he brings down, that he had a hiru. And because he had a hiru in Shabbos, even that the Iker Adin you're allowed to, he was kindness himself and he didn't fix it. Some say he made a dibu, but some learned in Yerushalmi was a hiru. And because he had such a plan to do it in Shabbos, so Melach Tocha Asuya, he decided not to do it and he left it like it is.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.